What is your name?
Maureen Myers.
How old are you?
79.
You are my grandma.
Yes.
We are recording this in Maryland.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. So. Okay. So please start. Show your name, age, and where you are recording. And
my name is Maureen Myers. I am 79 years old, and I am recording this in Gambrills, Maryland.
Okay. What is your best memory of your childhood? You can share multiple.
Oh, I would say Christmas when I got a walking doll. And I got my first bike.
Okay. Who has been the most important person in your life?
Norman Myers, Sr. My husband.
Yeah. Okay. What advice do you wish you could give your younger self, or multiple things of advice?
That I paid more attention in school so that I could have gotten a better education. Not that I didn't have a good one, but I could have done a lot better.
Okay. Anything else?
Is that funny?
Anything else?
I wish I had gone to college.
Oh, there you go. Okay, next question. What's something in your life that you never imagined would happen?
Having my husband die.
Yeah. Okay, what lessons has working taught you?
Patience.
Patience with people?
With people.
Oh, with people. There's some people that are hard to deal with.
Oh, yeah. There are definitely some people that are very difficult to deal with.
Okay, next question. What are your favorite family holidays and why? How about this, list three.
Well, Christmas.
Yeah.
Because it's always nice to see the grandchildren and the look on their faces at the gifts that we have given them. Easter was always a good time because we always did an egg hunt. And the kids, the grandkids, really enjoyed it and had a lot of fun. Thanksgiving. Yes. I like Thanksgiving because I get to overeat. And we have all kinds of good food.
Okay. Yeah. Delicious food. What are some food that you like to make during Thanksgiving?
Turkey and dressing. Pork and sauerkraut. Mashed potatoes. Gravy. And corn.
Are there any like special family foods that you make?
Sauerkraut and pork.
Alright. Okay. What have you accomplished so far, personally and professionally, that makes you proudest, and why?
I raised four children.
That's a big one, raising four children.
Who turned out reasonably well adults. What else? What makes me proudest and why? Being a mother and grandmother.
Yeah.
Because I've had a lot of fun. Doing both.
Okay.
Next question.
Okay. What was my mom / dad like growing up? Well, what was my mom like growing up? What are some of your favorite stories about her?
Oh, you got me
kidding. Yeah, you can list a few if you gotta.
That is a loaded question. You know that.
Yeah.
Okay, Amberie. What's a handful growing up? Good person, reached out to help people. Some of my favorite stories about Amberie was the fact that she could also be very stubborn. Yes. And I'm not telling any stories about your mother, you ask her.
Okay. Who were your favorite relatives? Can you describe what they looked like? And do you remember any of the stories they used to tell you?
Two of my favorite people would be my Aunt Betty Merson and her husband, Bud. After my dad died, they kind of took me under their wing. And one of my fondest memories of them taking me out for an afternoon without any of my siblings. And at the end of the day, they gave me a beautiful heart locket with my name on it.
That's nice. Okay. There we go. Next question. Can you tell me about where you grew up and what was it like?
I grew up in Baltimore City, in South Baltimore, in a place called Brooklyn. What I can tell you that it was a blue-collar neighborhood. We used to walk up and down Tapsco Avenue to get anywhere to visit our friends. We walked everywhere.
All right. Anything else you want to mention about childhood? Where you grew up?
It was a nice area. Back then. Not so nice anymore.
Alright. Okay. Next question. Can you tell me one of your happiest childhood memories? Can you tell me about one of your worst childhood memories?
The worst would be December 23rd. And that was the day my dad died. And I was only 8 years old. happy if she don't remember the conversation.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah. I guess having my mom, who was always the backbone of our family after my dad died, I could always go to her for comfort.
Okay. What did you think your life would be like when you were older? Has your life turned out differently than you imagined?
Well, I knew I was going to be a wife and a mother. I had a good life.
Has your life turned out differently than you imagined?
No, I've had a pretty full life and a happy life. My share of disappointments, but hey, we all do.
Okay. Were there any teachers who had particularly strong influences on your life? Can you tell me about them?
Her name was Sister Zoe, and I had her in my freshman year at Seton High School, and she was one of the kindest, loving people I've ever met. She was a true nun, and she had a great deal of influence over me.
Okay. Next question. Oh, fine. Okay. Can you tell me about what you do / did for a living?
I was an office manager for my husband's printing business. I worked with him for 30 years.
It's a long time to be working with someone.
Yeah.
Okay, next question. Okay. Can you tell me about what role religion played in your life when you were growing up?
Say that again.
Can you tell me about what role religion played in your life when you were growing up?
It played a very important role in my life. I went to Catholic school through grades 1 and 12, and I still practice my religion. Okay.
There you go. Okay. Next question. Who has been the most influential person in your life, and what did they teach you?
Other than my mom, I would say my husband. And we did a lot of learning together.
All right. Can you tell me a story about any lessons you learned from your parents?
I was 8 years old when my dad died. I don't remember a lot. What my mom taught me would be to be honest, true to myself. Mom was a gentle soul until she didn't have to be. Maybe.
Exactly. Okay. If you could hold on to one memory from your life forever, what would it be?
Our wedding day. 54 years or 53 years of marriage. I mean, yeah, I can still remember that.
Okay. Last of all, not last of all. What do you feel most grateful for in life?
My family, my health.
All right. What are you most thankful for?
My good life. that bad a good life. I mean, what can I say? I have a nice home. I have my family around me. I'm relatively healthy.
I feel like you're an athlete.
I don't think you can ask for too much more than that. I'm grateful.
All
right. Mm-hmm.